Number 12. Transporting salt on the Traun.
Where we are standing now, this here was once the storeroom for blocks of salt, the salt depot, practically.
From the salt storeroom, its literal name, the core storeroom, derives from the blocks of pure salt. The white gold often went on a long journey. Salt from Hallstatt supplied most of the former Habsburg monarchy. As well as the states of Upper and Lower Austria, this included Bohemia, today part of the Czech Republic, and Hungary.
It was transported in large wooden boats, in dried form in wooden barrels.
To increase the amount of salt that could be transported per boat, the Traun was gradually regulated, step by step. The salt barges, just to mention this on the side, are referred to according to size in Hallstatt as Plätten or Mutzen. With the lock that was built in 1511 in the north of Lake Hallstatt, the lake level could be raised by just under a metre. With the opening of the lock, a surge of water swept down the Traun. It lasted 2 or 3 hours, and on this surge, the heavily laden boats travelled downriver in the direction of the Danube. The lake lock and numerous other technical masterworks were constructed by Thomas Seauer. Barges are still built today, in the old style, by Alfred Lenz.
Our barges travelled as far down as Gmunden. There it was reloaded. Then it went as far as Stadelpaura, and from there to the Danube and further on. The barges that were still serviceable, they were hauled up and down for years. On the return journey, the grain and lard that the Salzburg workers received as part of their pay were then brought up here.
The salt barges were pulled upriver by horse and cart. It was also horses that heralded the beginning of the end of shipping on the Traun. From 1836, the horse-drawn railway for the Linz-Gmunden-Budweis route was continuously open for traffic. This shortened the original distance for which the salt barges were used by about a third. The horse-drawn railway was the first public interurban railway on the European continent. It was built, among other reasons, to improve transport of salt from the Salzkammergut to Bohemia, as the chairman of the Association of Friends of the Horse-Drawn Railway, Walter Meyer, explains. He is, incidentally, the only person who isn't a resident of Hallstatt in this audio guide.
The significance of the Budweis-Linz-Gmunden horse-drawn railway was that thanks to the style in which it was built and the principles of construction used, some of which are still valid for building railways to the present day, and through the work organization, it became a direct forerunner of the modern railway.
As a consequence of the building of the railway, many Traun barge workers lost their jobs. In 1848, the year of revolution in Austria, some of them tried to turn back the wheel of time by violent methods. They tore the rails from their mounts in numerous places.